VHS is what I call this incredible experiment in nuclear fusion, where we brought 22 very different agencies together, Secret Service, Coast Guard, Border Patrol, et cetera. And why did we do that? We did that because anything that minimizes or eliminates seams is good for security and bad for terrorists or criminals. So in the enabling legislation, the Congress very wisely and the administration established the Science and Technology Directorate for all research, development, test, and evaluation. And the feeling there was, you know, we're such an optimistic country. When President Kennedy said we're going to put a man on the moon, decade of the 60s, we didn't know if we put a man on the moon, but we believed we achieved it's who we are. And so taking cutting-edge technology from the laboratories, from universities, from small business, from international partners, and making solutions available to the 22 components of DHS, but also, I call them the customer, our heroes, the first responders, police, fire, emergency medical, bomb disposal. And so the budget is just under $1 billion a year. That's why we have it, and it's a work in progress.
Give folks a sense as to the kinds of things that the Science and Technology Directorate actually works on and helps spur, maybe some examples of things that came about because of the work that you guys were able to do.
10% of the budget deals with what we call innovation. This is high risk, high gain, swing for the bleachers. Congress has been very, very supportive in this area, taking intelligent risk. I invited the National Geographic Channel to film us starting 18 months ago, our scientists and engineers as they were out in the field, not knowing if these would be successful, you know, or not, win, lose, or draw.
Right.
I felt strongly the taxpayers, the American public, needed to know what they were getting for their money. We have underlying universities and laboratories, universities all around the country, centers of excellence, but also the enabling legislation did not want Department of Homeland Security to recreate the National Institutes of Health, recreate Department of Defense or Department of Energy labs, but we get to leverage them. And that's really, really exciting. And that's about 20% of the budget. It's basic research. It's discovery and invention. You don't know what you don't know. Got to go up a lot of alleys, figure out which ones are blind. But that's what America does so well. Those are the game changers in terms of discovery. 50% of the budget goes into what we call transition. We talked about 22 components of DHS. This is where in 0 to 3 years we do spiral development, incremental change. We make Secret Service better. We make Coast Guard better. If you think about camera technology, we take them from 3 megapixel to 5 megapixel to 10 megapixel. Isn't very sexy, but it makes their job better. And then the innovation portfolio is 10%. There, we're looking at the 100 megapixel solution. If it works, great. We bring it into transition. We offer it to our customers in DHS and the customer of our customers. And so they go from 3 to 5 to 100, not 3 to 5 to 10. That's transformational. But if it fails, and sometimes S&T, it does fail, you learn from that, and it failed in S&T. We invested a couple of hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of millions or tens of millions in acquisition. Acquisition is risk-averse, and it should be. And that's the American model. So that's how we spend the money, and we do it with about 300 scientists and engineers. It's a fairly modest component of DHS, but we leverage the whole world.
How do you get sort of a government framework, which tends to be more conservative, small c, to think in sort of that push the boundaries kind of way?
You know, you're exactly right, the perception of government, and in large measure it may be true, is that it's a bureaucratic, stodgy.
And we've all had to deal with those parts of government, God knows.
You know, there are books written on this, but, you know, the Founding Fathers wanted an inefficient and confrontational form of government to prevent tyranny, and, you know...
Job well done.
Is, that's what we've got. The bad news is that's what we've got. But the Congress, and this dates back, my God, you know, as Chief of Naval Research, I was responsible also for the Naval Research Laboratory right here on the, you know, banks of the Potomac, and that was created based on a letter that Thomas Edison wrote after World War One to the Congress, saying that, you know, the future wars, future conflicts would be technology enabled, and that we needed a great national laboratory to prototype the sinews of war, take the risk, so if we had a conflict, we'd at least have the technologies ready. Now, Edison wanted that up in Menlo Park, New Jersey. The Congress wisely put it in Washington. But the point is, really, throughout most of our history, the Congress and the governments have been forward-leaning. They have funded the kind of research that gives us breakthroughs. And candidly, today, we don't enjoy Xerox PARC anymore. We don't have the Bell Labs of the past.
Right.
It's only the federal government that has either the deep pockets and the tenacity to make the sustained investment in these game-changing research that really are responsible for our economic strength and well-being and will be for the future.
As somebody who has seen both the defense side of this and now the homeland side of this, is there a difference between innovation and the laboratories and science and technology in those two sort of defense and more civilian sides?
Well, you know, Chris, you ask a very, very interesting question. I spent my whole life, you know, in defense, and very candidly, when I came to Homeland Security 2.5 years ago, I just assumed it was Department of Defense light. Department of Defense does the away game. Homeland Security does the home game, and we'd figure out, you know, where that line was. But that was not accurate. And what I found was that defense, what are the metrics? Well, it's kill, capture, or destroy generally over there,
right,
without regard to forensics. But when I came to Homeland Security, I quickly learned it turns out the Department of Homeland Security is really a Department of Justice-based organization, as it should be. And what are the metrics in justice? Well, they're arrest and conviction, and forensics are everything.